This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. What's happening? Steiny and Guru. That's all you need to know. We're going to be on fire early today. Okay. I know where what direction we're headed. Go ahead. I don't know why. You come in today. You got a burr up your saddle. Go ahead. Rip Trent Williams.
It's payday. No, I got nothing Trent up Williams. The saddle. No,
go
I just...
right now. Run him into the ground at 37.
Stop.
You have
stop.
Matt Barrow saying that they have all the injuries they do because Kyle Shanahan practices them too hard.
Well, he wouldn't
but they
endure
have a 37-year-old, the greatest offensive lineman in history, and you want him
so hold
to
on.
Overtire himself in the training camp.
You are
camp.
A big hypocrite. You've been
no.
the biggest
you
Trent Williams
you know
hater, and now you're defending.
Not anymore.
Now you're Johnny Cochran.
Not anymore.
Just because I came at him. What's up, man? Anyway, no, Steiny, that's just something I thought about. Like, he has to get right, and that O-line has to be better than they were against Seattle. Now, the easy thing is, well, the Saints aren't Seattle. But, Steiny, you got to come out of the bayou 2-0 and forget that they won against Seattle, and it was huge. We know that. But, man, how long, and nobody knows this, is this going to be the version of the Niners you get in 2025 without Brock and without Kittle? I am excited
Brock
to see
Purdy.
If Mac Jones, can I finish? Okay, if Mac Jones is going to be the best version of himself since that rookie year where he led the Pats to the playoffs.
They're going to be without Purdy, it looks like, for 2 to 5 weeks, okay. And Kittle for 4 weeks.
All right.
So they know who they're not going to be playing with, and Mac Jones is going to get his first start in the Kyle Shanahan era for him anyway. They got the Saints. They still have a bunch of their big name players, and I expect them to go down and win that game. I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't have it chalked up, but they're favored,
yeah.
And the Saints aren't very good, and you should go down there and beat them, and Vegas thinks the same thing. The line's gone from 6.5 to 3. Point total's gone from 44.5 to 40.5, but the 49ers are thought of to be the better team there.
No, I'm with you. And the Vegas thing is interesting, but, you know, that's a whole other thing with the money. But you talk about Robert Saleh, and in game one, Steiny, there was no way anybody could deny his impact. Clint Eastwood, sudden impact. And you got the youngsters along with Bosa and Warner, and now D Winners, who I'm falling in love with. So if they could pick up right where they left off against Seattle, just from a defensive standpoint, you think that's enough already?
Yeah.
That should be enough.
888-957-9570. is the number? And it's a simple question, 49er fans, and it's your expectations for Sunday. Without Brock Purdy starting, without George Kittle starting, do your expectations change in terms of winning and losing that game? And I'm just trying to put myself in the place of a 49er fan. And the reality of the situation is that I got to believe Niner fans think they would have won that game with Brock Purdy. And if I were a Niner fan, I think we could win the game without Brock Purdy, even though it's probably not going to be as easy as or it's going to be more difficult. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I am curious about the McCaffrey component of all this, and it might just be a byproduct that we see more than 9 touches, I believe, from B-Rob, Steiny. But how is McCaffrey, how is he going to be used? Is there any scenario in your mind to where he surpasses his touch total that he got last week?
I mean, I doubt it because he had so many last week. But, I mean, the one thing about Kyle Shanahan is he's going to use whoever he needs to use as much as he thinks he needs to use him. And if the 49ers, like, do I think he'll get 31 touches? No, absolutely not. But if the game goes overtime and it's tight and he would need to use him 31 times, he will.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he's proven to do. So, 49ers play on Sunday at 10. We got the Giants playing the Dodgers this weekend here in town. We got the Valkyries starting the playoffs.
10 a.m.
And we got a lot of action this weekend in the Bay.
Yeah,
Looking forward to it. We'll
have a Valkyrie playoff game regardless of what happens Sunday in Minneapolis, the home of Prince Rogers Nelson's, Donnie. But we will have a Valkyries playoff game here in the Bay. I believe it's Wednesday, so that's going to be exciting. And then we'll be able to talk about, you know, what happens in this game against New Orleans. And I just think about Dibs yesterday, and he talked about, you know, he made an astute point just in regard to the Giants, Donnie. I'm not irritated. I'm happy and excited. And I think the Giants are kind of turning into that team you don't want to face. We see that every year in sports. But, man, it's a game and a half. But, Steiny, it's really 2.5, and that means everything to me. So they're close, and you got more than enough time, but you're right. You got to try to take care of business against the Dodgers.
The one thing I'm thinking about with the 49ers is Kyle Shanahan's approach with Mac Jones at quarterback as opposed to Brock Purdy at quarterback. And if you think about Brock Purdy over the last, let's say, 2 or 3 years, it's seemed pretty apparent that by game after game after game, Kyle Shanahan's given him a little bit more leeway, a little more responsibility. Maybe he could probably do stuff on his own a little more. I don't anticipate that with Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones is going to be given specific tasks and to be looking for specific receivers. And I don't know if Kyle Shanahan's going to want or encourage Mac Jones to, you know, ad lib as much as maybe he lets Purdy or has gotten to allow Purdy over the last 2 or 3 years.
But sometimes you can't control that. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? If the pocket were to break down, and again, we talked about it in the crossover with Spadonia Loveman, and I don't know if you agreed with me, but we both know the wheels on Mac Jones are not that of Brock Purdy, and Brock Purdy's not Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson. But he can move somewhat. So, you know, sometimes that's just a byproduct of bad pressure and the pocket collapse. He can get out of there. I've seen him do it, but just not to the, you know, to the level of Brock Purdy to where you kind of expect it.
Yeah, I don't think that Shanahan's going to tolerate off-script stuff from Mac Jones. I think he's going to, you know, I think the one thing that he's going to, that'll make him pull his hair out is if Jones is trying to force throws when he's in the pocket instead of trying to throw it away. But I anticipate a very conservative game plan from Shanahan. And I do think he's going to lean on McCaffrey as much as he can. But I don't anticipate him putting Mac Jones into a lot of positions where, you know, Mac Jones has to take risks.
So this won't be let Mac cook at all. You don't think we'll see that at all? Let Mac cook.
I mean, sometimes I don't even feel he lets Purdy cook. But We'll see.
Field goal component? I was thinking of that driving in. Do you think we are past, you know, we talked about the dark cloud I felt like was over Kyle in regard to, and he said it. Evan sent us that clip. You know, Kyle said as much. Had they not converted that touchdown on the third down, he was going for it on fourth. Do you think with Pinero that's out the window now and he's just going to straight up traditional, I'll take the three because I got confidence in our new guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Pinero's range is, but I'm sure that he's got a number. And if it's 55, then Shanahan will let him kick from 55 and in, I would think. If you have a different and a new kicker in there, you got to use him. And if you think he can make a kick, you gotta let him make a kick. So I would think the kicker is all systems go with whatever you think his range is for him. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers game two on Sunday, man, against the New Orleans Saints. 10 a.m. start from the Superdome, and Mac Jones is going to get the start. And my question to 49er fans is simple. How you feeling about your team's chances going down there with a backup quarterback? I'll say it again, even though, you know, people want to push back, but this is where you got to use the schedule to your advantage. You've got a backup quarterback, probably going to be quarterback in two or three of the next games. And the question is, can he do a backup quarterback job of winning a couple of those games? And if he does, then you get Brock Purdy back and you're sitting pretty.
And you're going up against South Carolina's finest, Donnie, Spencer Rattler. He's definitely not Drew Brees. So, again, I feel like the ingredients are there for this Niner defense, this new Niner defense, that a lot of the pulling is done by some youngsters who popped against Seattle. Growing pains, Maggie Seaver. But, man, if they could kind of, you know, rattle the Rattler, I mean, that just might be enough on its own.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to jump into the conversation about the San Francisco 49ers. Mac Jones is going to get the start on Sunday. And, of course, the thing also interesting part of this is the 49ers were linked to Mac Jones during the draft process. And I think there's still people out there that believe, and I'm actually interested to hear if you, I mean, do you really believe that Mac Jones was the guy originally that Kyle Shanahan wanted? I mean, there were reports from Schefter that Mac Jones was somebody that they were thinking of moving up for. His name was all over the draft before it happened, and they ended up taking Trey Lance. And there's been some talk that maybe Kyle Shanahan didn't want Trey Lance, that originally wanted Mac Jones. Do you believe that, Goo?
I do, and this is how I saw it on draft night. You're talking about heavyweights in the reporting game. Peter King, Schefter, and they all had it to where the Niners were going to draft. It felt like Alabama's Mac Jones. And Steiny, I felt like every comment that was on social media, and this is just how I see it, in Twitter, there was almost an upheave from Niner fans upset. And I wonder if York put that out and saw that and then doubled back like, you know what? The fan base is not with it. I know this is crazy, but it's what I feel, because how many times are guys like King and Schefter wrong? And King almost didn't take the L. Shout out Peter King. I know he's retired, Steiny. Like, that was the intel. And then when that tweet went out right before that night of the draft, before the draft, I mean, a lot of Niner fans were pissed off. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I'll say this. Had you drafted Mac Jones, would he have been better than Trey Lance? And would Brock Purdy, would this even be his job? You do wonder that as well. I do. You know, how that would have panned out, Mac Jones with Kyle from the outset.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever know whether Mac Jones was really Shanahan's guy or not. But do I believe he was? No, I don't. And I just base that on...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following, and that is, we've talked a lot about Kyle Shanahan, and he's a little bit arrogant, a little bit stubborn, likes to do things his own way, and if you believe that about Kyle Shanahan, which I kind of do, no malice, just, you know, he can be a pretty stubborn guy, then you can't convince me that he really wanted Mac Jones, but was talked out of it. And ended up taking Trey Lance. Like, that to me does not fit Kyle Shanahan's profile. Kyle Shanahan's profile would have been, if he liked Mac Jones, we're taking Mac Jones. And I just find it hard to believe that Jed York said, well, let's go take Trey Lance. And he said, okay, we'll go ahead and do that. I think that doesn't sound like Kyle Shanahan to me.
Yeah, let me throw this to you. So, you speak of doesn't fit Kyle's profile, but I've criticized Kyle for passing up on Deshaun Watson, the good version of Deshaun Watson in the draft, Mahomes, you know, the dual threat quarterbacks, and Trey Lance didn't look like he was the type that fit Kyle's profile. So, Stoney, I just wonder, without having, you know, a great college career and big-time games on Saturday night, what kind of workout, maybe the tape will show itself somehow, we'll find it later down the road, but what type of workout and what attracted Kyle to a guy that I thought didn't interest Shanahan?
It was the exact same workout that Wiseman had for the Warriors.
But that was, he was a big.
Doesn't matter. And Trey Lance was supposedly athletic. You know, there were a couple great individual workouts. Apparently, they must have had. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers week two game, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. Mac Jones is going to be the starting quarterback. Brock Purdy, of course, is going to miss some games. We'll see how many. Is it going to be as few as one or two or as many as four or five? We'll find that out, obviously, in the coming weeks. But how are we feeling about this game with Mac Jones at quarterback? 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up today at noon of the NFL Network, Mike Yam will be joining us. He also works at the CW, and we'll talk to him. We talk to Mike every few weeks about the Niners. He's tapped in. So what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment also sponsored by Moderna.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.